This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The main feast for today, Informative Wednesday, our discussion today is franchising. And we are privileged to be joined by you, Mr. Ayanda, who is Africa's franchisee, a man of many parts. Good morning, Mr. How are you?
Thank you so much, Ntutuhugo. Good morning to you and your listeners, especially the management, Yalapa MUT. It's good to be here this morning.
Thank you so much for honoring our invite. Before singena, Mr. Ayanda, we discussion here to yanamhlanje. Bayibuza abantu ukuthi nang tell you, I am a man of many parts. Ayanda, come kakuphi konje?
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu, but Ayanda, okay, ngiwangaxula isibongo.
Yeah.
Ekhaya kule kwaZulu, eMelmoth.
Yeah.
Endaweni yasemakhaya, obviously ke uyazi
ukuthi
isenjomelwane.
Yes.
Yeah, so ngiqhamuka lapho mina.
Mr. Ayanda, uma sikhuluma kahle ngebusiness, the business world or the business nje as a whole, kunezinto eziningi that we have to know before we even like venture into that kind of a business. Kunezinto okumele sizenze. So namhlanje sidiscussa franchising. You as a businessman, you as umuntu who has been with business for a very long time, you also a franchisee of Africa. So I want to know, Gutena, what is franchising?
Okay, thank you so much, Ntutuhugo, and once again, thanks for having me this morning. Ngikholwa ukuthi discussion yethu izonikeza isithombe cishe esithukucaca kancane to your listeners today.
Yes.
Ukuthi uma sikhuluma ngefranchising kaningi, abantu will see ama brands amaningi and maybe they will wonder ukuthi ufika kanjani, kwenzakalani. Okay.
Yeah.
Uma sikhuluma nge franchising or franchisee, we are talking of a method of distributing ama products or ama services which involves u franchisor,
yeah,
who is the owner,
yes,
of the brand.
Yes.
And yeah, so umsebenzi ka franchisor is to establish the brand. When umufika ufuna ukuzo franchise, it means you are buying,
yeah,
into his idea of brand. So uzosebenzisa igama lakhe. Like you have said, ukuthi I'm,
yeah,
a franchisee Africa's. I do not own Africa's, but I do own Africa's Point Road,
yeah,
the one in Durban.
Yeah.
So it means I've joined the franchise Africa's, ngathenga igama labo. So ngi operator, ngisebenzisa igama nemgomo yabo,
yeah,
Africa's.
Yeah. So ukhuluma ngokuthi ena you are using igama labo and all that. Ukusho ukuthi labo KFC abaningi esibabonayo, it's not like KFC ga Sanders.
No, yeah, sure, you're right.
Yeah.
Because umuntu ufika khande establish a brand.
Yes,
then
yes,
we come as franchisees sizothenga brand yakhe. So you'll find ukuthi Africa's that are all over the province, even mhlambe ke nangaphandle kwe province. You think how Africa's is growing, kanti ukhuliswa yilaba abantu okuthiwa ama franchises who joins the brand. Yes.
All right, sesifundileke guys ukuthi na what is it, franchising or a franchisee. I've heard that there are types of a franchising or a franchise. Can you please just take us through those types?
There are actually two different types of franchising relationships.
Yeah.
It's a business format franchising. Yilena mina engikuyona. We business format franchise. U franchisor, he provides the franchisee not just its trade name.
Yeah.
They also provide ama products and services, but the entire system of operating the business iba eka franchisor.
Oh yeah.
So you look at it's a business format franchising whereby uma ngi operator ka Africa's ngithenga kubona ama products engiwadayisayo futhi ngisebenzisa ama policies abo. I'm implementing actually their policies.
Yes.
So ileyo ke sibiza ngokuthi it's a business format franchising. Bese kuba khona leyo kuthiwa i traditional or product distribution franchising. Yona it is larger in a total sales than business format franchising. Yama examples alapho it's whereby traditional or product distribution. A product distribution franchising can be found in a bottling or ama gasoline or ama automotive and other manufacturing industries.
Yeah.
So lapho bona they all about it distribution kakhulu than selling ama products and ama services. Mm. So le ibizwa ke ngokuthi it's a product or traditional distribution franchising. Let's just maybe just make an example of that one.
Yeah.
Garage imoto.
Oh yes.
It falls under a product distribution.
Yeah.
You find that ukuthi umuntu une dealership. Mhlambe yaka BMW udayisa imoto zaka BMW yabo.
Yes,
so yabo ithukhluka kunami mina engika Africa so someone who's with UKFC indlela yoku operator nendlela esenza ngayo ibusiness.
Now Mr. Kulu, what do I need to know before I even like think of venturing into e franchising?
Well, that's a very good question, because not all brands outside there mhlawumbe are right for a person ukuthi aye kuwona.
Oh yes.
So
yes,
you really need to do your due diligence to know more about the brand itself. Ukuthi uma sithi kukhona into tugos whatever.
Yes, yes.
What do they stand for?
Mm.
What are they all about? So before even if ungena, because leyo ndizokutshela nokuthi if I then join this franchise gantu tugo, then izokunikeza isithombe sicacile ukuthi ikuphi la engakwazi ukusebenza khona. So if you don't have that information about the brand, you know, kungakufaka kakhulu ehlathini. Let me just make a practical example to talk.
Yes.
Ukuthi I'll just make, I'm not sure if you guys are allowed to ukubiza mhlawumbe ukusebenzisa any brands.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm giving you a go ahead.
Okay. Let me just make an example.
Yes.
Take there's they call them coffee shops or something.
Yes.
Like drive for a corner my cafe.
Yeah.
Take a Capello.
Yeah.
There's a place called Capello SMhlanga.
Yeah.
You take that, basically, oh, I like this. They are set up and everything. Mm. Then I join the group, Yaga Capello. Then I take that to Melmoth, where I come from.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it won't work.
It won't work, yeah.
Yeah. The problem is not with Capello. It means me, as a franchisee, I didn't do my assignment to understand Capello.
Oh.
And ne target market yakhe ukuthi obani abantu baka Capello, because I can't just put Capello anywhere. You know, so leyo nto ke iyakusiza, because kusuke kufanele wazi ukuthi one, it should be a recognized brand.
Yeah.
Number one, if you ufuna nje ukungena kuyona, it must be a recognized brand.
Yes.
Let people know the brand. Let the owner sell the brand to people. You know, always be looking back at site selection and site development assistance. Ogoti, what are they going to help you with in terms of selecting the site, in terms of development assistance of the site?
Yes.
Then I'm a training for you and your management, obviously. Ogoti, because it's on a zonke lezo zinto okufanele ukwazi ukuthi uma when you put your money in here, you know, zoyithola. So you must have all that information before you join. Ngoba omunye umuntu can just be excited ukuthi you are joining uzothola imali kuwena, then they just take money bakiyeke kanjalo.
Now, Mr. Kulu, someone is a franchisee, let alone starting a business is very risky. We don't want to lie. We can't lie on that.
No,
starting a business is very risky. So what are the challenges of e-franchising now?
Okay. Like any other businesses.
Yeah.
Whether it's a franchise or not, there will always be ama challenges akon.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to a successful business ventures, owning a franchise can be very profitable. Taking a successful product and business strategy and adopting it as you own gives you an advantage over starting a business from scratch.
That,
I think it's an advantage of it, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. But as a franchise owner, you get lots of support and training to make sure you start on a path to success.
Yeah.
However, the business is business.
Yeah, yeah.
Business is business. And no matter what business you are in, there will always be challenges.
Yeah,
If you are thinking about owning a franchise, consider the challenges of franchising to make sure that you are prepared for the risk and reward of owning your own business.
Yeah.
Nansi ke into efike ithanda ukuba ingxaki kakhulu, ilento yokuthi one, no matter uma kuguthi here we are selling ama mask.
Mm-hmm.
Franchise ama mask.
Yes.
Uma ngiboni ithuba lokuthi I can add a sanitizer here to make more sales. I can't do that.
You can't.
Because it's not within the contract that we have signed.
Yo.
It's not within the spec, sir.
That one takes me out.
And again, even if you may have your brilliant ideas,
yeah,
which you think can work for your business,
yeah,
unfortunately, you can't implement them, you know, in the business because you are confined.
Oh God!
Kulama policies a franchisor. You understand?
Yeah,
Let's make an example. I would say, okay, lapeng corner a point where Africa's one is. Kambe ngithi hayi ithuba likhona even to put more of the African food.
Yeah.
But I can't do that because what you find in Africa's Point Road must be something that you find in Africa's or say in Asia
again. Yes.
So unfortunately, Leonto, it limits you.
Yeah.
And mina ngiyangibona sengathi even it limit your capabilities.
Yes, yes.
Because who knows that you cannot apply as a suka wena, as a business person. You understand?
Yeah.
So you always have to follow imigudu nemithetho yabo. Because once you do something ngenge kola, then you are regarded as someone who has breached the contract.
The contract.
And they can take the brand.
Ay mina ke yabona kangisayi and easy.
But it's not a bad thing. Bukhona nobuhle bakhona, but well bukhona like any other business.
Uthena uMr. Ayanda Xulu, so when you are confined, you have to follow all ama rules, the policies, ale franchiser or a franchisor or tathe kuyona i contract. You signing up uthena uKFC wami ngubeke lapha yana noma intuthuko bani Savita private tutoring engibeke lapha na i offer like same subject no Savita ozothola le eGoli. So you are living around lama confinements wokuthena akwazi ukuenda enye into ngaphezu kwalokho.
And then to add on that,
yes,
efike ibe a challenge when it comes to franchising.
Yeah.
We must be honest to our listeners with this.
Yeah.
Indaba yama startup cost. They have imithetho yabo.
Yes.
And let's make an example. Ugo team. Bazokutshela ukuthi mhlambe their franchise costs so much.
Yeah.
And one, imithetho ngendlela eqine ngakhona. They will tell you ukuthi you need to have a certain amount of unencumbered cash. If the franchise is 3 million rand, they will require a 50% of that from you. Ungakayi ebank.
How?
You need to have that amount.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, unfortunately, you do not qualify.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are so many red tapes when it comes to acquiring ama franchise.
My franchise.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And yeah, not only then the startup cost, also ama responsibilities are corner. They too much.
That's
now.
Too much.
Ngoba, you have to make sure uguti upilinto ongesiyo ne akopate idea yomunye umuntu. You make sure God ukuthi iba yilenda nayo yena enqondweni nalento ayibhale phansi, then failing which into yeni siyaphambana.
Yo, uthena uthi lona uSthandiwe Urban Life Residence uthena yes informative discussion. So I want to know if etena you can sign a contract uma etena you are signing a contract ekubindayo. So ngifuna ukuyibeka ngesiZulu ekubindayo. So I want to know ukuthena ikhona yini a contract that is different from le ekubindayo ithola kuma franchisor wakho.
Ayikho. There's no way.
There's only one.
Yeah, contract. Because nabo basuke befuna ukwenza show ukuthi bagcina kula.
Yes.
Bona, wenze lento. Let me just make an example. Ukuthi mina njengoba ngikwi franchise ye Flame Grilled Chicken.
Yes.
If an opportunity comes.
Yeah.
Let's say I see an opportunity with Unandos who we are a competitor again.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed.
Oh.
Because I'm here. Angivumelekile.
Yay.
So kuningi.
So actually, this is like a two-part question. So I want to know, Kuchana, there is a capital to start a business. Leon Doje in Tehlezi Corner. That being said, my franchisees have like my operation or operating cost, and some franchises may want to know your net worth in Jengobate Ustela before offering you a franchise. So someone will ask, Kuchana, how much is an estimation of a franchise? Part two of this question, Kuchana, how do our franchisers determine how much to charge for a franchise?
Well, it will be very hard to answer that.
Yeah.
You know, simply because it varies with brands.
It varies, yeah. Yeah.
One, you know, uma ubuga, lana manyama brands, which has been on the market for a long time.
Yeah.
You'll find that istolo just nganga list some. You can location in Gigion.
Yes.
You can find that they are selling that at around about 7 million.
Yo.
that shop.
Yes, yes.
You know. And utoluguti enye, they cheaper. You know. So gunganzi mugushuti malini. Bayashugan. Depends ukuthi uyakubani. I'll make an example of me now where I am. It was 2.4 million.
Yes.
Where I am. Nakona depend. Nakona not what wonku Africa zoo 2.4. It depends on the size of the shop.
Yes.
And in Oguti, Usobolun, because Pella, you have a full sit down restaurant or you have an express shop.
Yeah.
So, the price, the express shop, ne the restaurant, the Pelele are not the same. So, the express will be cheaper because. I'm a setup cost that corner vale, they are less than a full sit down restaurant.
So
and then okay.
Yes, yes. I wanna know Mr. Kulu Oguti now do they include imali yokuthi usazo hamba uyofuna indawo la uzobeka khona ibusiness lakho kuleyo franchise or leyo agreement leyo ukuthi usazo hamba uyofuna indawo and you'll have to rent for leyo ndawo leyo because noma lokho kuqhamuka kuwena
no lokho ke okwakho wena what normally happens is that you find that they have their own a site that they've identified.
Yes.
They can just link you with the landlord.
Yeah.
Ukuthi khuluma nanang. I agreement ka landlord ayihlangene no franchisor.
Oh.
Eyakho.
Okay.
You sign your own lease. But now they come and set up.
Yeah.
When having signed the lease and paid the deposit. So abangeni bona kulokho. But also with the second question obungibuze yona ukuthi how do they determine the figure?
Yes.
In a corner it depends on the equipment.
Yeah.
That they are using the size of the shop as I've mentioned. So ukuthi yini a corner and na corner kuzoya ngokuthi I setup yabo imi kanjani the interior designs and all that.
Yes. Sesizovala, but I do have like a random question now. So when I as a franchisee, so we tatile back daisela and all that, how do I see ukuthi any business lamla lingachuma lephezulu?
Seula.
Sengithathile, sengibuyile now, sengayithola futhi nendawo. So how do I determine ukuthi na ibusiness lami lapha
can be happy? No. It's a responsibility ka franchisor.
Oh.
Ukuthi akwenzele i feasibility study.
Oh, okay.
For that side.
I get this like an advantage.
Yeah, because they must provide you.
Oh,
That helps you.
Yeah.
Because finally, bakunike a business plan. Finally, bakunike ama projections. Finally, bakunike a market research start.
Yes.
Now, it comes back to say, if I've invested 5 million in your franchise, because I'm investing it based on the information that you have provided me with.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
If then I'm not achieving these figures, sasingaya ngishenkantolo ukuthi cha phela ngafa ku 5 million wamlanka inkosi yenkantolo based on this engakunikwa yilo uyebo. So now I'm not achieving these turnovers, so sengifuna ukuphuma kulento.
Yabona ke, that's like the advantage. Sengiyabona ukuthi bese ngithangizi.
Yeah. Yeah, no. All business plans and all that, no, ga franchise.
Ayike, ayikhali franchise.
We can advise a person with, but also you need to do your own market research analysis now.
Yes, yes.
Ukuze ube sure.
Ube sure.
Ukuthi lendela iyona.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, siyafunda kakhulu namhlanje. So, Mr. Xulu, what is your professional advice to every young emerging entrepreneurs out there?
Well, Ntuthuko, one, mine ngingakusho.
Yes.
Based on my world experience.
Mm.
Mina always when I talk, I tell people, ukuthi mina I'm talking from a world experience.
Yeah.
Because where I am, it's a journey, mina le engiqale from nowhere to be where I am.
Considering futhi indawo oqhamuka kuyona.
Indawo engiqhamuka kuyona. Yes, yeah. Yes. So, one, to two, I would say, being an entrepreneur, it's not a status. Once you take that as a status.
As if Valley Beckham music.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Once you take that as a status, then you'll miss the point of being in business. That's number one. It is important to understand the uhlobo lwe business ongena kulona. Be it a franchise or not, you are starting your own business. You are implementing your own idea.
Mm.
But you must know ukuthi wenzani, futhi wenzela bani. So, kunezinto, cish about 4 or 5, ezibalulekile. One, mina ngokwami, what I've learned, ukuthi, you must learn to listen to your customers.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is important because umangila, I'm here for them.
Yeah.
So I must listen what they want. And yina ba complain ngayo. Musu njalu shalu chatuliso ukuthi kukhona umuntu othenge igwinya lakho walincoma ungamlaleli lo ngalincomi.
Yeah.
Fanele umuzwe lo ngalincomi, what is the problem? You know,
yeah.
Mina, I'm always in my place.
Yeah.
Because I want to be there. I want to hear what customers are saying.
Yeah.
I interact with customers. Where since kati kunganzi manokubona ukuthi I'm the owner there. Sika ngiqoqa amathambo ngibutha ama t-shirts ama serviette nsuke nsula ngawo
izandla.
And the second thing, after listening to your customers, but you also need to be funding wise.
Yeah.
You must know ukuthi ama funders afunani. You must prepare yourself. Yazi ukuthi ngeke ngaya kwabanye abantu abasha kade bengibizile. Ngithi kubona one kunezinto nje ibalekile if umuntu wants to start a business.
Yeah.
Mina ask you a very simple question if you want an address to me. Do you have a CK?
Mm.
Tolu umuntu akanayo. You must have a registered entity obviously.
Yes,
so you
yes.
Start with these small things.
Yeah.
Uzijwayeze ukuthi okay angibe ne CK, angibe ne business bank account, angiregister ka SARS. Have those things.
Yeah.
Hey, funa wena nje lezo singakakhulumi ngomunye umuntu
yabo. Yes, yes.
And again you must know ukuthi obani aba ama funders and yini abayifunayo. Let me just make an example to talk ukuthi if mina I'm coming to you as a funder ufanele ngazi because angingezi ngizofuna ukuthi ufunde ikish kanti wena you all about agriculture. Then the funder knows ukuthi lo mdakazi nokuthi ufunani ngoba ndibona ukuthi kubhala ukuthi kukwabani ban finance, then you are just there. Not knowing what they all about.
That's, yeah, true. Yeah, that's true.
So, and again, you should know that success is more than profit.
Oh, okay.
Stand out by building a business that positively impacts the environment and drives the socio-economic well-being.
Mm.
Responsible and sustainable ventures perform better.
Yeah.
And then three, you must put in the time.
Yeah.
Meaning, starting, running, and growing your business is not for the faint-hearted.
That's true.
Don't expect miracles to happen overnight.
Yeah.
Your business won't build itself.
Yeah.
You must work hard. Under promise, over deliver. Keep your promises. Promote your company everywhere, not just on social media, and develop a thorough marketing campaign before launching. Then you must plan your funding strategy. Raising funds needs to be a strategy,
yeah.
One which requires you to plan.
Yes.
Prepare for meetings. with investors by thinking of every question that you might face. Analyze and revise your business plan as you go along. And the fourth one, disrupt. Don't be disrupted. Meaning, the drive to introduce new products and services that disrupt the market is what is driving entrepreneurs. This means you'll have to stay on top of your game at all times.
Yeah.
Resting on your achievements after being the first in your field may result in someone else disrupting your model, pushing you out of the market whilst you are not paying attention.
Yes, yes.
The last one, you must be patient.
Patience.
It is a misconception that you need to scale your business as soon as you can. Whilst there is nothing wrong with growing.
Yeah.
Explosive growth too soon can be a threat if you can't keep up with the momentum. There was a study that was done by the Genome Found. They found that 74% of high growth startups fail due to premature scaling.
Yeah.
So those are my advices.
Yeah.
Which you must look into these things. Uzihlele kahle. Then I'm telling you, ungajahu ukuphumela ngaphandle.
Yes.
You know, kade ngikhuluma nomunye in my conclusion to talk, you know mina ngibuye ngibe umuntu ke kakhulu wezwi.
I know.
So kade ngikhuluma nomunye ngithi mina what drives me these days ivesi elitholakala ku 2 Samuel chapter 2.
Yes.
Ukhuluma about ukuzalwa ka Samuel.
Yeah.
It tells you ukuthi kwakunamadodana ompriest umfana Samuel ekhula,
uyabo.
So lithi iBhayibheli while amadodana ompriest ayedlala ethempelini and doing all that, but it says the boy Samuel continued to grow.
Yeah.
And he found favor in the eyes of God and in the eyes of people.
Yeah.
So as a business person, as an entrepreneur, while people befunu dumo, while people be swenka doing everything, make sure that you use that opportunity for you to grow.
To grow. Wow. Usinikeke ama advices awu 5. Ngisazowacela ke mina masephuma la. Sazowacela nje personally. Mr. Sesivala nje just 30 seconds your contact details because I'm sure ukuthi na kunomuntu ozofuna nje just expertise wakho when it comes to business.
Okay, one, I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes, yes.
I'm Ayanda M. Ulu.
Yeah.
On Facebook and on Instagram, Ayanda 8490.
Yeah.
My email address is uluayandam@gmail.com. Cell phone number 079-86-19935. 079-86-19935. The office number 031-001-7044.
There was a Mr. Ayanda Tulu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.